You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Free Edition, Case 181, Graceland by Paul Simon. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're following the Mississippi Delta all the way to the gates of the King's famous castle as we ride along with Paul Simon and his 1986 hit single, Graceland. By 1985, Paul Simon released five solo albums since he and Art Garfunkel called it quits 15 years earlier. Some did very well, but the most recent effort, Hearts and Bones, was an apparent failure. Inspired by a cassette recording by the African group the Boyoyo Boys, Simon decided to take his next record in a different direction. The 1986 release Graceland, incorporating various African forms as well as rock, was a multi-platinum smash, admired by critics and fans alike. A host of notable guests, including African performers, helped Simon turn a landmark record that still appears in many greatest albums lists.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War.
Although it wasn't the most popular single from the album, Paul Simon has said that the title tune, Graceland, is the best song he has ever written. It packs a lot of interwoven thoughts and references into a tight space without sounding forced or hurried, a feat many songwriters have yet to achieve. The song opens with Simon on a road trip to Memphis, and with the first verse he evokes uniquely American geography, the river and Mississippi Delta, and history, the Civil War, as well as quintessentially American blues music in the form of a national guitar, the metal resonator popular among juke joint performers in the mid-20th century. And where is he headed but to Graceland, home of Elvis Presley, already a mecca to music fans only a few years after Presley's death.
I'm going to Graceland, Graceland. Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland.
He's part of that swarm of poor boys and pilgrims with families headed for Memphis. This line reaches back to his hit with Art Garfunkel, The Boxer, the opening of which is I Am Just a Poor Boy, and forward to the present where he travels with his young son. Simon had already married and divorced twice while producing some great music and some that was less inspiring.
My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland.
The trip to Graceland for many people feels symbolic. It's a pilgrimage for those who love American music. Although Elvis didn't invent rock and roll, his brand of it was embraced by millions, and he was revered. The trappings of his life took on mythical qualities. Even the name of his home, Graceland, evokes magic, as if visiting there might endow a pilgrim with a bit of grace, a quality Paul Simon's life was missing. He hopes they will be received in Graceland, that is, that they'll find some peace.
She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead.
In the next verse, he recalls his wife leaving, coming back to tell him she's gone. The mundane details, a bed, a woman brushing her hair, are juxtaposed with images of lost love like a window in your heart. The chorus changes to reveal that in addition to his son, he's accompanied by ghosts and empty sockets, big parts of himself that feel empty.
She said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to
invented the human trampoline girl to be an image of a lost person falling and bouncing, bouncing into Graceland, appearing here in the verse, echoing the chorus. Is all the grace in Graceland powerful enough to counteract the window in his heart, which opens again at the end of this verse?
There is a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, or tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow.
In the final chorus, he cannot explain the reasons why he's going. And this echoes his much earlier tune about another road trip, America. Maybe he'll be judged, perhaps he'll have to give an accounting of his failures, but maybe not. When he finishes with, "We all will be received in Graceland," this time he's speaking for all of us, and Graceland has become that place where you confess and reinvent yourself.
For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Harper Simon, the traveling companion mentioned in the song, accompanied his dad as a guest guitarist on the Graceland tour a few years later. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.